thing down. Waste of time. Put it down.
What are you doing?
Oh, we gotta take this out to the garage so Uncle Frank can refinish it. Okay, JT, on three. One, two, three. Hey! Cody, Cody, stay with the top. Put it down. We're never gonna make it.
Did it ever occur to you, nitwits, that it would be a lot lighter if you took the drawers out?
There is a certain logic to that. Let's try it, JT. Boy, this is going to be a big help. These drawers are heavy. Okay. Okay, ready, Cody? One, two, three. Okay. Whoa. You're right, Dana. It's a lot lighter this way.
In a few minutes, I will have a complete wing assembly for a B-17 Flying Fortress. I tell you, this is almost better than sex. You're with my first wife.
Good save, Frank. For a moment, I thought I was going to have to do damage to your landing gear.
Dad! Hey, Daddy, great news! You know the Colemans?
The retired couple lives over on Elm Street.
Yeah, well, they're going to their condo in Florida for a week, and they want us to take care of their dog. Can we do it, Daddy? Please.
Well, sure you can. I love dogs. however, Carol may have a problem with a dog being in the house.
Why? Don't you like dogs?
No, I love dogs. I just don't like the hair and the fleas and all the other doggy byproducts.
She means poop. Carol, you won't have to worry about any of that. We'll take care of him.
Oh, yeah, you say that now, but you have no idea what's involved in taking care of a dog.
Sure I do. You have to walk him, feed him, and bathe him.
Yeah, and what about all that other stuff?
What other stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, honey. You've always said you wanted the kids to learn how to take responsibility. What better way than taking care of a dog?
If we don't take him, he'll have to spend the whole week at the kennel. That's like doggy prison.
Oh, now, come on, kids. Carol wants to send a poor, innocent pup up the river, then that's her choice. There's nothing we can do to influence that decision.
You guys are pathetic.
Yeah, but it's working, isn't it?
Yes, okay, you can take care of the dog.
All right!
Letters, Texas City.
D-A-L-L-A-S.
Oh.
Ha! Huh, Boardwalk. That's mine. You owe me $6,000.
$6,000? I'm afraid I'm a little short.
You're ugly, too, but you still owe him the money.
Oh!
A dog named Mr. Fritz?
Well, yeah, that's how he was introduced to us. Maybe after we get to know him a little better, he'll tell us his first name. Hey, Mark, come over here and say hi to Mr. Fritz.
Well, I'm usually a little skittish around dogs, but what the heck? Hello, Mr. Fritz.
Oh, you guys tricked me. This isn't a dog. It's a Buick with fur.
You know, Dana, this is amazing. Mr. Fritz looks just like you, only with better legs. Ow, yourself!
Oh, look, Frankie's drooling all over my floor.
Oh, well, don't worry about that, Carol. I know how to handle drool. I don't like it, but I know how to handle it. Come on, little dudes, let's go get Uncle Frank's wet bath.
Yes!
You see, Frank, it's starting already. He's only been here 2 minutes, and already we've got a wading pool.
Yeah, well, now, honey, look, it's not that bad. I mean, just look at him. He's so cute. Look at those little brown eyes, those cute floppy ears, and that face that just says, I love you, Carol. If you pet me, I'll be your friend forever. I will, I will, I will.
Oh. I guess he's kind of cute. Just for a week.
All right, honey, I knew you would. Oh, look, honey, he likes you. He's being protective. Hey, that's okay, big fella. I'm her husband. It's just one of the perks. Okay. We'll perk later, huh?
Hey, Brennan, want to help me feed Mr. Fritz when Coda brings him back from his walk?
Yeah.
So, anyway, when I was 14, I demolished my first building. Of course, that one was an accident.
Did you guys have fun at the park?
No, we had a blast. I never knew chasing cars could be so much fun.
Here you go, Mr. Fritz. 5 pounds of kibble, just like the Colemans give you. Kids, I don't think you should have her while Mr. Fritz is eating.
Yeah, it could make him a little nervous.
Oh, I don't think so. He's already finished.
He's done?
Wow, I didn't even see him chew.
He didn't. Just kind of yawned and the food was gone. Hey, let's go get our rollerblades and see how far you can pull us.
Yeah!
Frank, could you bring me those bulbs, please?
Oh, honey, wait just one second, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. Fritz. Oh, what a good boy. Frank, did you see that? He's helping me. Do you think he understood?
Well, of course he understands you, honey. I told you, dogs are great.
Oh, well, this one sure is. You are a smart dog, aren't you, Mr. Fritzum? Yes, you Fritzum little cutie dog.
I told you, honey, if you just give it a chance, you're gonna love having a dog around. They're smart, they're friendly, they're loyal. You know, it's like they say, there's no such thing as a bad dog, just bad owners. Bad dog!
Oh, bad dog! Bad dog! Oh,
jeez!
Frank, you scared him!
Well, I hope so, honey. These are authentic World War II decals.
Oh, Frank, I'm sure you can go down to the hobby store and get some more stickers.
They are not stickers. They are decals.
Oh, of course, decals. Stickers would be childish.
Oh, okay, I get your point. I guess it's not such a big deal. I'm sorry that I snapped at you, honey.
That's okay. I'm sorry, too.
You know, I'm beginning to understand why the Colemans don't have children. Go on, honey.
Hi.
Wow, it smells so good.
Beef stew supremo. They use top sirloin instead of the usual cheap chuck.
Ooh, I've got to taste that.
No, that's not for you. That's for Mr. Fritz.
You made stew for Mr. Fritz? What's for Mr. Lambert?
Mr. Fish sticks.
Fish sticks?
Well, they were in the freezer forever, you know, and they were starting to get that ice fuzz.
Oh, great. You make fresh stew for Mr. Fritz, and I get guppy chow.
Oh, okay. I will make you a steak.
Carol!
What?
I can't believe that. Honey, look at this.
What happened?
What do you think happened? My plane was in a dogfight and lost.
Well, you shouldn't have left it out where Mr. Fritz could get it.
I left it on top of the bookshelf.
Unattended?
That's it, Carol. Cujo goes to the kennel.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Frank. The Colemans will be back in 2 days.
Hello. Oh, hello, Coleman. Let me tell you something about your dog. Excuse me? What? Oh, when? Why? You can't do this. Don't hang up on me.
What'd he say?
The Colemans aren't coming back. They're staying in Florida forever.
Well, what about their dog?
Oh, they don't have a dog anymore. We do.
Oh.
Oh.
Frank, why would people move to Florida and not come back for their dog?
Here's a theory. He's a devil dog.
Come on, aren't you the one who said dogs are friendly, dogs are loyal, I love dogs?
Yeah, well, I also said I love my ex-wife. People make mistakes.
Mother, that dog has got to go.
Yeah, he got into our room and ate our stuff. Look at these shoes.
Who cares about your shoes? He drooled all over the sweater I was going to wear on my date with Bobby.
Big deal. Bobby would have drooled on it anyway.
You see, honey, it's not just me. This dog has got to go.
Yeah, before he...
Bad dog!
Bad dog!
Bad dog!
Bad dog!
Bad dog!
Bad dog!
Hey, hold on. What's the problem?
Mr. Fritz ate our squirt guns.
Yeah, look! Well, good. Squirt guns are toys of violence anyway.
Oh, right, Carol. Mr. Fritz ate them as a political statement. Next, he's going to chain himself to a nuclear power plant.
I'm sorry we ever agreed to take the stupid dog. Can't wait for the Colemans to come and get him.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the Colemans. I mean, is that really funny? Ha ha, but it is one of life's little ironies.
What is she talking about?
The Colemans have moved to Florida permanently and left us with the drooling garbage disposal.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Hey, you guys are the ones who wanted the dog in the first place. You talked me into it.
And you listen to us? Why would you listen to us? We're just kids.
Okay, I know Mr. Fritz may have caused a few problems, but we just can't abandon him. He just needs to be trained.
Training lesson number one, don't eat Mark.
Okay, Mr. Fritz, we're going to have some fun. Are you ready for your training, huh?
Dog for in your dreams. Carol, this is hopeless. Why don't you just give up?
I will not give up. The book says there is no such thing as an untrainable dog. Mark, come out here. Mark, this is a dog, not a Bengal tiger. Now take all this stuff off.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Fritz is not going to hurt you. Okay, now start at the beginning.
Welcome to the wonderful world of dogs. Yeah, right. The most important thing in training a dog is to let him know who's boss.
Oh! All right, now, Mark, just show him who's boss.
I think he already knows.
Oh, come on, Mark, take control.
Get down, Mr. Fritz. Get down. Mom, I want grandchildren. Get him off me.
Get down, Mr. Fritz. Get down. Get down. Oh. Okay, come on. Get down.
Good boy.
Nice headlock, Carol. Well, training's been fun. I'll be upstairs coughing up my spleen. Carol, forget it. This dog can't be trained.
We don't know that yet. The book says a verbal communication doesn't work. There are other ways of controlling your dog.
Yeah, hire Siegfried and Roy.
No, you use this. It's a dog whistle.
How are you going to get him all born to that?
No, a dog whistle has such a high pitch that only a dog can hear it. Watch. Come here, Mr. Fritz. Mr. Fritz, come here.
Hey, guys, knock off the whistling, will ya? I'm trying to get some sleep.
I'm in the mood for love.
Simply because you're near me. No, girl, do the cat sound. And he's a Saint Bernard. He's from the Alps. If he had his choice, he'd sleep in the freezer.
Well, I was not going to leave him out there. He was lonely and whimpering.
That wasn't him. That was me. I want this dog out of here.
What is your problem?
You. You are the problem ever since you fell in love with this dog. You cook for him, you pamper him. What's next, a joint checking account?
Frank, how can you be so heartless? This poor dog has been abandoned by his owners. He's an orphan.
That's it. You're bananas. Looney Tunes, you need help. And I'm sleeping on the couch.
I don't believe it. He thinks I'm crazy? If you ask me, I think he's the one who's acting crazy, don't you? I am standing here talking to a dog, and I think that Frank is crazy. Look, Mr. Fritz, this is just not working out. I can put up with the drooling and the destruction, but when you start coming between me and my husband, I just have to draw the line.
Dutch. I just came back for a dry pillow.
Frank, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I know I went a little overboard with the dog. I mean, to treat a pet better than you treat your own husband, that's just not right. Especially when you have such a terrific husband. I think I should take him to Pet Orphans. They'll find him a nice home.
Oh, honey. Are you going to be okay with that?
Well, I just think it's the only fair thing to do for the dog. And you. You and the dog. You first.
Thanks. I know you're gonna miss him.
Yeah. Well, not as much as I'd miss you.
Dana, in a few short weeks, I'll have an authentic scale model of a Polaris submarine guaranteed to float.
Gee, Frank, won't your rubber ducky be jealous?
No, Dana. Eventually, you're going to get married and make some man very happy. Me.
Boy, house sure seems quiet without Mr. Fritz.
Not to mention dry and odor-free.
You miss him just a little, huh, Frank?
Well, when I stop to think about it, no.
Hey.
Hi.
We're in Joy Higgins. We just moved in next door.
Well, hi, I'm Carol Lambert, and this is my husband, Frank, my daughter, Dana.
Frank.
Hi, we've been walking the neighborhood with our kids, introducing ourselves.
Oh, well, bring your kids on in. Hey, kids!
They're a little excited. We just got them a new dog today.
He's back.